96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, we've heard that strong woman anthem for years. I'm every woman. Or we've heard, I'm strong, I'm invincible, I am woman, hear me roar. But for the black women out there that have adopted these positions, has there ever been a time when you just got tired of saying and being a strong woman? What does that mean to you? How do you define it? Who's saying it? And what does it mean for your emotional health? Well, joining me to talk about this are Vicki Irvin. She's a job coach and author of the book Superwoman Lifestyle Blueprint, and Karen Dale, a mental health professional and executive director of AmeriHealth DC. If you want to talk about this issue, give me a call. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher. You've been doing it all day. Or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Okay, Vicki and Karen, thank you both for joining me. Good to talk to you again, Karen, and you too, Vicki.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I'll start with Vicki. Are you a strong black woman, and how would you define that?
Absolutely, I am. A strong black woman can take anything that's coming her way. Like you said, I am woman, hear me roar.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of that is cliche. However, I think black women are very resilient, and we have to be. Mm-hmm. And so we put on our face and we do what we have to do, but then sometimes we go and have meltdowns behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Karen, same thing. How would you define strong black woman? Do you fall into that category?
I do not. I believe it's really important to not put such labels on ourselves. To me, the words strong black woman imply that you have reached a destination, and trying to live up to that standard or that destination can put more pressure on a woman than necessary. So I would define things in ways that are more fluid and achievable, such as, you know, happiness and resilience and wellness, and use those as barometers, as things that you can continually work towards and aspire to, so that you can always be very forgiving and changing and growing rather than holding up a definite destination.
But hold on, Karen. Now, how did you get the title executive director of anything without being a strong black woman?
There are lots of things that are part of that. One is just the persistence and the goal setting and the outlook, involving and engaging with people who could help in terms of creating success and encouraging me along the way and supporting me. Again, my view is that if we put labels on things and just clear destinations, that it's very hard to, over time, not end up feeling like you have to live up to that label. And I say that to all women. I say that to mothers as they think about how they raise their children. To me, the broader message is one about the journey and the practice and the growth and that potential for change, so that you're not locked in to portraying an image that might on some days or during some life events be more difficult to live up to.
Okay, but you know, I think the reality is that we've often heard this phrase, you know, I'm a strong black woman, I can handle it on my own, I can do it all, so to speak. We always see the magazine titles having it all. So is that a bad thing, Vicky? And who do you believe is really saying these things? Because usually when I hear, you know, hear the chest thumping, it's usually from women who are unattached. They may be single and they may be raising their children, or they may be independent, because we hear strong Black woman and independent. So in your thought process, who's saying it?
I mean, it's a great label to put on things. It's sensationalism to say strong Black women. It's a good headline. However, women have to be resilient in everything that they do in life. And to pretend you don't have to be strong, I mean, that's not going to get you very far. That's just the bottom line. But we all need somebody at the end of the day. Now, I don't believe in I don't need anybody. I can do it all on my own. We all have to have somebody to lean on. So that's a bit far-fetched to me. However, being strong and portraying a strong image is very, very important in getting further ahead. And it's just something that we have to do. But like I said before, it's okay to have your meltdowns. Nobody's perfect. No one has a perfect day. But we strive to have everything in life that we want, and there's nothing wrong with being ambitious and trying to do that.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're asking about strong Black women. Are you tired of being a strong Black woman? Sherelle, calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I consider myself a strong Black woman.
Why?
I'm married, and it's not only toward within my family. I think I have been put in that place as a young child. I'm the youngest of, I have seven siblings. I'm the youngest, there's seven of us. I'm the baby girl. I have a younger brother. But even as a younger child, I was the one who, everybody says that I hold my family together. I've been there for all of my siblings. If something goes wrong, everybody comes to me to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I used to work for the Justice Department. A white lady told me, she said, Sherelle, you are a superwoman.
Yes.
You are a superwoman. You are a strong Black woman. She said, you know what? We are not made like that. And I'm like, and a lot of people tell me that. And I'm like, well, why do you all say that? They said, because you can handle any and everything.
Who is we? Who said we are not made like that?
No, I'm talking about a lot of Black and white females. A lot of them have said that. I've even had, like, some guys that I've grown up with, and I said, well, I got married. Oh, well, you got married? I would have never thought you got married. You would have gotten married. I'm like, why not?
Yeah, we're gonna talk on the men before this conversation is over. You've already started some stuff, Sherelle. But let me ask you this. Is there a difference, Sherelle, between someone who declares that they are a strong Black woman and someone who just simply lives it? Is it about the attitude? Can you be a strong Black woman without telling everybody that you are? And what's the difference between those two kinds of women?
Well, for me, I don't tell people that I am.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much come to me and tell me. They were like, I'm a get up and doer. I don't wait for anybody to do anything for me. I mean, even if I got a tree that needs to be chopped down, if I think I can do it, then I'm going to do it. That's just my makeup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't like sitting around waiting for something to happen. Even with my husband, sometimes he's like, well, Sherelle, why did you do that? Because I'm a doer. Mm. I just, for some reason, my energy runs too much for me to slow down and to wait for somebody to do it.
Okay. Well, Sherelle, thank you so much for your comment. I appreciate it. So what do you think about that, Karen?
I think she displays some characteristics that are often associated with resilience. She takes decisive actions. Sounds like she looks for opportunities to take charge of her life and those things that are occurring. Sounds as though she's very engaged with her family. So being engaged with others is a great way to keep ourselves in balance. And she has a positive view of herself, So those are all things that are
well aligned with someone who is more likely to be resilient and adaptable to change and adverse life circumstances.
Interesting. I got a post on my Facebook page from Muriel. She said a strong Black woman is a woman who is strong enough to be weak. Your thoughts about that, Cameron?
I agree. You know, that's why I'm nervous about the title just identifying strong, right? Even a winning team has to know what their weaknesses are. What are those things they need to work on? So, and weakness is not a negative. Weakness means that we are vulnerable and that we are open and we can grow through and engage ourselves and have a great journey in terms of self-discovery for any of those things that are areas where we can improve.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that journey in a bit. I need to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for the house that I live in, the car I'm driving, I depend on me.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you tired of being a strong Black woman? What does that phrase mean to you? Who is saying it, and what does it mean to your emotional health? We're talking about it with Vicki Irving, job coach and author of the Superwoman Lifestyle Blueprint, and Karen Dale, a mental health professional and executive director of AmeriHealth DC. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the DC calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me grab another phone call. Stephanie calling from Berwyn, Maryland. Gosh, long way. Thank you, Stephanie. What's on your mind?
Hi. I hope I can address everything because this topic is so, so
well, keep it condensed. Condense it for me, please. But go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, I am a strong woman, Black woman. Yes, I am tired. No, I don't announce it. It's nice, and being a strong woman classifies you as being able to handle everything that comes at you. And, yes, you do that because you don't want to drop the ball. It's in your makeup to do it. But when you're alone, sometimes you're tired of being alone. You're tired of being looked up to. I find that a lot of Black women, they sing that song and wear it like a badge, and it does come with an attitude. And what that might be doing is causing a stigma against us, maybe causing us to be unapproachable. And that part is sad because some women, they don't mind being alone. But there's others of us who would like to find a mate. And I've had a Black man tell me, I would have never approached you because you look like I need to have my stuff together before I can come to you. I don't want people to feel that way.
Wait a minute. You had me. Hold on. Stephanie? Stephanie, can you hear me?
Stephanie? I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Yes. You had me. I was riding that train with you. I was saying, golly, I wish you were sitting here in the studio with me until the guy said he's got to have his stuff together to approach you. And your response is you don't want that. Why can't he have it? He's got to have his stuff together.
So, okay. I don't want you to misunderstand that.
Yeah, because I'm lost here.
He can't have his stuff
together. Woo.
But let me determine that. Let me determine that.
Okay. Okay. So you said why you said, you know, yes, you are tired sometimes of being a quote unquote strong Black woman. Why are you tired?
Because it takes a lot to be that way. Mm-hmm. There's something that you have to uphold. And I may cry, you know, I do have my points of weakness. Yes, I am. I feel sometimes that I am weak, but when it comes time to it, I'm the person that if something is needed, I'm gonna get in there and do it, like the other lady said. I'm a doer. Mm-hmm. I am a doer, and I don't give you a bunch of excuses. I'm going to get it done, and people know that. But, however, sometimes I'm tired of getting it done. I'd like some help, and a lot of people will just resign to say, yeah, she can do it, and let her handle it.
Okay.
And sometimes you get tired of that. You want someone someone else to handle it.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much. Well said. Thank you for the clarification. Hang in there. And for those of you on the phone, please hang in there. Toya, Cookie, Fanny, stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about strong black women and whether or not, hey, are you tired of the label? Are you tired of doing it? We'll be back in just a bit.
Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. Tell me how you feel about this. Do it all only if I want to live.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR.